KSA DNS.
How are you doing, Benjamin? Hey, UH.
Hey, good afternoon, Drake. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing good. Been up to a lot of radio projects.
Hearing a little background hum there in your transmission. That's a little bit unusual for you.
Yeah, this ICOM radio is the only radio that has that problem, and I'm not quite sure why. It's been getting worse over time, so wonder if something is starting to go.
Are you mobile or at a base?
I'm on a base station, and it's 60 hertz hum that you're hearing, and I'm pretty sure it's this radio because it only does it with this one, and it's kind of interesting because there's not really any AC filtering in the radio that could go bad, so gotta think about that one for a minute.
Well, I got nothing, brother. You're a lot smarter than me on that.
I'll find out eventually. I just kind of put I've got an AC300 that I usually have here, but I've been trying to interface digital stuff with, or like digital keyboard-to-keyboard modes, packet, and whatever, over this radio. I found a way to make it happen with the AC. I just got to order the right cable, which is like $30. I think it's ridiculous that it's a $30 cable. It's like 6 inches long. The packet port adapter or whatever from the stupid Yaesu 9-pin DIN to the 6-pin DIN. So.
Yeah, well, I felt dumb when I bought a programming cable for my ICOM radio from, can't remember the name of the company, and then I found out that their cables are chipped to the radio that you use them on, and you can't use them with any other radio, and that pissed me off.
I mean, that's understandable.
Well, I don't know how old you are, man, but I'm getting to the age where, like, I'm perpetually pissed off, so, I don't know, maybe that's just a rite of passage.
Yeah, that seems to happen. I mean, I'm kind of in the stage where I'm, like, just trying to survive. So if I got annoyed by everything, then it would just make it miserable. So I'm just like, we'll float here and be fine.
Check back with me in 20 years of doing that and see how you're doing.
No.
And then you'll be me.
It's an endless cycle.
First world problems, man. We could be worried about a lot of other things.
Yeah, that's very true. Precisely why I prefer to not watch the news. We have like streaming services. We don't have any cable or anything. The only thing I have cable for is the internet. I don't even, I watch stuff on streaming services, and I don't watch anything with the media or whatever like that crap. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, you're probably a whole heck of a lot happier that way. I just can't stand all the pharmaceutical ads and every other ad on the news that is targeted toward the poor generation, of which I am not. And just how gullible a lot of those folks must be in the way that they're advertised to, because it's got to work if they keep advertising that way.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, yeah, that's precisely part of the reason why I'm just like, I'm not going to watch that. When I say I have an antenna hooked up to my TV, it's quite literally a piece of coax that I chop the shield off of for a certain distance, and then the copper center conductor is just kind of chilling behind the TV. I mean, I get 30 channels that way, so I feel like that works not bad, but I'm also on top of the hill, so I have a bit of an advantage there. But, I have not watched either of them. since I moved in here in March, like, I literally put it there because I was like, eh, maybe I'll watch it, and I quite literally just have not used it.
Oh, yeah, I experimented with an antenna on my house and had my roof redone and decided I was going to run the coax up there permanently and make it a real clean install. And then, like, a couple months later, I don't know if the antenna died or something else happened, and it just stopped working. And I just have not been motivated to go back up on my roof and make the connections and do all of that. So, but, yeah, it's pretty cool. I enjoyed it to be able to watch, you know, the few sports that I watch. But even those are going off network television, and you can't get that over the air anymore. So I'm not motivated to get back up and running right away.
And, you know, it kind of sucks because, like, over-the-air TV could actually be really great if people invested in it more. But it's, like, it's all cash. Like, that's all everybody wants and or all the companies want and everything like that. So that it's kind of sad because, like, over-the-air TV is kind of dying, which sucks because, like, RF, it's cool. It's more reliable than your internet because everything's backup generator powered. So if your TV's got power, you can, you know, get some sort of information. Like, I mean, you can get local information, but that's it. Like, there's nothing else. There's, like, barely really any entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. And I was one of the early adopters of a lot of the streaming services and cutting the cord and all that fun stuff. And I thought about it at the time, and I said, you know what? How long is it going to be before this turns into the same thing that cable was, where people get what they want and pay a la carte only so long, and then it starts getting, you know, bifurcated and separated, and then next thing you know, you're going to be subscribing to as many cable services and paying the same bill as you did with a bundled cable service, and here we are.
Yeah, like, when we went to... When we finally got a digital converter box, we hadn't had one for, I think, we didn't get one until, like, 2014 or something like that, because that was when they quit doing analog TV over cable for more bandwidth. So we had a box, and, like, we used on-demand. We didn't have Netflix. We didn't have any of that crap because it was all already on, it was, like, on-demand. Pretty much everything was on there. And I don't think I've used Charter or Spectrum On Demand, like, since 2016, 2017. Like, it was cool, and then it just fell off really quickly because of all the other streaming services. And then mainly because internet speeds just started getting so much faster, smart TVs were more ubiquitous.
Yeah, our first house was out in the country. There was no internet to speak of. You got it through your phone. Had a service called Freeway. I don't know whatever happened to it, but it was kind of fun. It was dial-up. But we had a satellite dish, and you could get on-demand movies on satellite, which was pretty cool. And I thought, you know, back in the late 90s when I was doing that I was, like, king of the world, man.
Yeah, here we are. Now it's in the palm of your hand, pretty much anywhere you go.
Yeah, for better or worse.
Yeah, like, sometimes I wish I had just a flip phone. Like, it's, like, it chops all the other crap that I don't need out of my life, and then, like, you're not seeking the phone for entertainment, because, like, that's happening now for a lot of people, and it's, like, a lot of people, it's a chronic problem. And not having, like, an information powerhouse in my pocket would be kind of nice sometimes.
Yeah, I'm actually right now involved in a little experiment. I thought about the same thing. You know, my job has to have me connected fully, you know, joined at the hip with my smartphone and all my company apps and all of that stuff. And I've been thinking about, you know, maybe in a few years I go back to a flip phone when I don't need to work anymore. And then I started looking into, you know, well, what if I did want to keep a smartphone? Is there a privacy-based system out there? And I ran across one, and I bought I bought an Android phone and flashed this this privacy-based OS on it, and I've been playing with it since late last week, and it's really, really slick, and I like it a lot.
Oh, that's cool. Like, that's the thing. Like, when I want a phone, I mean, I need it to just do basic messaging. I just need it to make calls. That's it. And like, one big thing is it needs to have a really good camera. That is the only thing. Like, I love having my iPhone 15 Pro because the camera is great. And like, the only thing I monitor is like just messages and calls. Like, I don't, and like sometimes I'll watch a YouTube video and whatnot, but like that's it. And if I had a device that only did those things, I would not be upset, because it's not like I needed to. Like, if I want to Google something, I can do it later. But like information, like all this media crap, is I'm fine without that.
Yeah, more people should live their lives that way, man. It's definitely a simpler way to go, but it's hard not to be connected anymore. And like you said, a lot of people seem to be quite addicted to it.
Yep. So, all right, I'm gonna go make some dinner here, and the cat's bothering me because the cat also wants food. So yeah, I'm gonna go do those things. You have a good evening. Thank you.
Good catching up with you, Drake. Have a great night. KFA-ENF.
K-8-Z-A-T.
How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty well, Bentley. Yourself?
Yeah, doing good, man. Keeping myself busy. How about you?
As always, busy as I want to be, and that's, I kind of like having the, I don't know, freedom, ability, whatever you want to call it, to be that way and not have to run around like I always got something to do.
Yeah, it's pretty cool having that that level at our point in life, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have zero complaints, as it were. So how was your hiking trip?
It was good, man. A little bit warmer than I would have liked. Temperatures were in the upper 60s and into the upper 70s a couple of days, which is a little hotter than I like for backpacking, but weather was mostly dry. We had rain one night, which wasn't too bad, and spectacular scenery, challenging terrain, and yeah, it was great. And that Minnesota North Shore is just jam-packed with people this time of year.
I would have thought it had started tapering off a little bit, but I guess everybody kind of had the same idea you did.
No, that's like the northern Michigan of the Twin Cities. So, you know, Twin Cities are only like 4 hours away from Duluth. And the Minnesota North Shore is actually very nice, lots of fall colors. So it was, you know, leaf paper central up there. Much like it was up here this past weekend, it was so busy around town Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. I tend to forget that other places probably have as much tourism and whatnot as we do when you start getting into the color season.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, no doubt about it, it is nice up there. So I see why people want to flock there.
How did the move go? Did she get all settled in and everything in her new place?
Yeah, Christy drove down to Livonia, and the next morning they drove down to Florida together over the next 2 days, and Christy helped her get a lot of things set up, and then a couple days later her pods arrived with all of her stuff in it, and they unpacked everything and got her all settled in. So she is having a good time down there and really enjoying herself.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad things went smooth for her and that. I was kind of wondering how that went for her and hoping everything went well.
Yeah, thanks for that, man. Everything went great, and Christy got home safe and sound, so it was all good. Hey, did you ever make it down to that swap meet in Gaylord?
No, I never made that one. I can't remember when something came up. I can't remember what it was, but I figured on going down, but it just didn't work out.
Well, that's too bad. I was hoping to get a good report on that.
It's probably for the best, actually. I probably would have come back with a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't need to spend money on and didn't need, but, you know, I guess that's kind of what I do now.
Yeah, true. That's not a bad thing sometimes to keep yourself out of that.
Yeah, would have been nice to go down there and see if I could have picked up an HF for a fairly decent price and get something to kind of play with that a little bit to see if I wanted to spend you know, larger dollars on a decent outfit.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what's available out there and at what price.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just make it a point to, next time one is around, just put it on the calendar and go to it, because I'd really like to just, like you said, just see what is there and, you know, what's available for things like that, just because I've never been, and it's just really intriguing to me.
Keep me in mind on that, because I would love to tag along with you for the same reason.
And it's easier to spend money when you got a friend with you. That way they can, you know, egg you along, and, you know, I'd be okay with that too, probably.
That's called an enabler.
And we all need a good enabler in our lives, I think, keep things on the right path.
Yeah, but my problem is I have too many of those, and I'm that to too many others.
You're just paying it forward, my friend.
Just doing my part.
The hunt's coming up here pretty quick, isn't it?
Yeah, first week in November, I was actually at the range Saturday with my buddy, and we were dialing in our long-range game with some improvised shooting positions. Yeah, really, really confident with our rifles, and it's going to be good. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't imagine you'll have anything but just an outstanding time.
I'm actually a little bit nervous about the weather. I hope it's not too cold and snowy. First week of November in the Rocky Mountains, it could be dicey.
That just adds to the fun and memories, that's all.
Yeah, should make for some good stories, if nothing else.
But how does that work? You guys have to apply for tags, or do you buy them when you get out there? I don't know what any of that procedure is.
Yeah, I actually have my tags already. We went through a process of purchasing points and combining those with outfitter points, and that guarantees tags for mule deer and elk.
Ah, well, that's good. I was kind of wondering when you went out there, if it was just one specific, what I want to call, that breed, anyway, type of game, or if you were able to get multiple. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know what our chances are of seeing mule deer. I don't think this is quite the hot area for them, but it's we're going to be concentrating on elk, which will be fine.
Are you guys taking snowshoes with you, or is that something that they recommend that you have with you out there, or not?
Nah, we're going to be on horses.
That's right. I remember you talking about that. Oh, that will be a nice experience for you. I don't know how versed you are on horse riding or not, but that will get you broke in for sure.
Yeah, my riding experience is quite limited. If I would have thought about it, I would have hit Josh up for a little bit of saddle time.
You know, I never even thought about that. I forget that he has a horse. But, yeah, and I'm sure he would have been more than happy to accommodate you.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing to ask, but, yeah, I probably should have said something. And I don't know, I've been on a couple of mountain horseback rides and did quite well with them, but not 5 days in a row, so this could be interesting.
You almost kind of need your bicycle shorts for that, don't you?
Might not hurt.
Yeah, I was out with Erickson this weekend out at his camp, and we were trying to figure out how we wanted to put up a 2-meter antenna out there and kind of get that set up out at his place. I think here in the next month or so, he's figured on maybe taking his ham test, so that would be good.
Oh, that's great, man. That's awesome. Did you guys make some progress on the antenna?
Yeah, I think we got it figured out where we want it and how we're going to run the cable. Now it's just a matter of getting up there and having him crawl through all the insulation in the attic to run the cabling.
Yeah, that would be the way to handle that situation.
Yeah, I've been around long enough to realize that that's a young man's job doing that kind of crawling, so we'll let him handle that.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Well, my friend, I think I will let you go and get on with your evening. I'm going to move on. I got to go help Lisa with some things around the yard here and kind of trying to button some of that stuff up before it gets too late in the year. But it was good catching up with you. Always enjoy chatting with you.
Yeah, man, I probably need to get on grill duty myself. So, yeah, good catching up with you. I will hopefully catch up with you again soon. KF8 ENF.
All right, have a good evening, Bentley. K8 VAT.
Nothing but static. KAVNA.
Test, WDWIB.
Loud and clear, Tom.
Hey, thanks, WDWIB.
KE8WXR. This is KF8DAM.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Monitoring.
All stations standby, KQTC, T-BARGE-NET in 4 minutes. It is time for Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, OXCOM NET. This is KGTC, NET Control. The control operator for this NET is Glenn, KSGZ. This NET meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club Mesh NET using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed NET. The purpose of this NET is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for NET operations. At this time, NET Control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, that control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please slowly transmit your first name and call sign. After the last call sign is heard, that control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
3-8-9-KF8-AGY.
KB8-SPJ. Delta Mike Kilo.
KAWPE.
What's that?
Mark Kilo Charlie 8 Zulu Alpha Papa.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Whiskey X-ray 1 Juliet. All right, we've got a good crew in here. We have Drake, NADMH. We have Kevin, KF8AGY, Bob, KB8SBJ. There was a station with a DMK. You got stepped on there a little bit. We've got Dave, the great KWPE. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. We've got Kevin, number 2, KD8. WU, Tony KF8, SBZ, Gene, I think it is, you're pretty staticky, KE8, YU, Scott, WX1J, anybody else?
Mike, Alpha, India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
This is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
We've got the two mics in there. AI6XQ, Mike, Big 8 VPC, I believe. You're a little low on the audio. Anybody else? All right, let's go to the top of the list with Drake. Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening. Location is Hammond, 5 miles, with no traffic. Kevin,
KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY. I'm over here on the westmost end of Spike Lake, and I have no traffic. KGTC, this is KF8AGY, back to you.
Bob, KB8SBJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SBJ, located in Nelson City, Benzie County, no traffic.
There was a station, but I only got DMK. Station, could you recheck in and let me know if you got any traffic?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo, 3.5 miles south of Buckley, no traffic. Back to you, net control.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, K8WPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening. This is Dave, KWPE, on the west side of Silver Lake. I do not have any messages to pass.
Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37, and no traffic to pass. That's my control.
Kevin, KD8WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. Located in Northwest Indiana, no messages to pass.
Thanks for checking in, Kevin. Sorry, I got your call sign a little off there. Let's go to Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu, located running, no messages passed, back to net.
Gene, you were barely getting in there. I think I've got KE8YU. Gene, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Gene, KF8EYU, and no messages to pass.
Gene, I got you corrected, KE8EYU. Let's go to Scott, WX1J.
Thanks, Lynn. Good evening. I'm in Washington, in Traverse City on Washington Street, and I have no traffic to pass. So back from Whiskey X-ray 1 Juliet.
Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. My AI6XQ on the eastern side of South Lake Leadenhall. No traffic for the net. Back to you.
Mike, WABPC. Mike, I hope you're
And our new repeater system. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Back control, Victor Papa Charlie, no traffic down here in Royal Oak.
Mike, are you EchoLink or All-Star?
I'm EchoLink. I don't think All-Star works. I could try All-Star next.
Well, we have a brand new system up. We don't want to jinx it. Maybe next. Anybody else that we've missed? Anyone who'd like to check in last year?
K-E-H-Z-O-Y, Amity.
K-E-H-Z-O-Y. Your location and any messages to pass.
K-E-H-Z-O-Y, Amity, at Southern Leelanau County. No messages to pass.
Any others? I want to thank Drake and Joe and a lot of others who have made this repeater upgrades. We now have emergency power. The audio is visibly better. A much smarter system. Kevin is working with them to come up with ways to get some of the crackling noise out of there. Up on the 7 and 4, there's tremendous amounts of RF, and we're looking to eliminate this. But overall, the repeater system is, in my opinion, doing the best it's ever been. I do have some digital traffic, so if you have your tablets ready, this one will be for 48 seconds. Stand by. This is KGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. KGTC, end of message. If you receive that message, please check in.
KGTC, full copy.
K8AGY, full copy.
K8WTE, full copy.
K8SCW, full copy. KB8SCJ, full copy.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo, full copy.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, full copy, late check-in.
KDRH, got you in there. Then 7 contacts, anybody else? 7 successful messages, I should say. Anybody else? Just FYI, we just had our set come up, and our ability to send LDG messages, I think, was second to none in the state. We crushed it. But anyway, thanks everybody for practicing. Join us for project tomorrow night. We're going to be playing with a couple repeaters. We need to dust off that GMRS repeater that Mike Vandermeer for. We're going to be using that coming up for a project. Also have a new bit of tech. It's a Radtel radio. It's pretty slick. So join us for some show and tell. If you've got some new gadgets, bring it. That's 7 o'clock in my office at 7 o'clock. All right, everybody, that's it for tonight. Thank you all for participating. I'm going to turn the net over to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherryland Amateur Radio Club.
Well, thank you, Glenn, and hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday evening social hour, welcome to the Monday evening Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet. That's a good start. I don't know why I'm nervous. This is K8VNA. My name is John. I will be your net control station this evening using the club call sign, W8TCM. The purpose of this net is to connect, learn, and build our amateur radio community. The mesh net and use of this TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club here in Traverse City, including all of Northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activities break. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, all newly licensed, if there are any. are also invited and encouraged to check in. We'll check in three groups. First, short time station, second, Echolink, and the third will be the general check-ins. I'd like to ask everyone to check in one person at a time. I'm going to try something new tonight. I'm going to use my computer screen to copy call signs due to the fact that my right hand is all bandaged up from a minor procedure I had today, so I don't have any way of writing. I can't write left-handed. Kind of weird, but never had this problem before. Anyways, so take it slow, if you will. Help me out with that. And if that fails, I can't copy call signs quick enough, then I'm going to resort back to plan B, was going to be I was going to call one person at a time and just keep moving one person at a time. But anyway, there we go. If you choose to participate, I have no topic. Basically, talk about anything you want, radio-related if you'd like. That'd be awesome. This is WTCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We will begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time stations. Slow, very slow for me, please. All right, first short-time station. Here we go. Let's go.
Hey, it's K8WPE. Is that slow enough?
That's slow enough, perfect, but that play on the repeater is way slow, but I don't know, it's kind of weird. Anyways, next short time. Thank you. All I heard was static. I didn't copy any of that. Give you one more go. Go ahead.
Alpha Golf.
Yeah, I believe that was Kevin. The only part of that I got was Golf Genki. The rest of it was a lot of static. I'm surprised by that. If that was all you, it's probably something real simple fix, because once you came in Golf Genki, it was real clear. So, Kevin, hopefully you come back at us a little bit different later on. Love to hear from you. Next short time station, go ahead.
Let's see. Bravo and Whiskey and Vodka.
Tom, that was really nice and slow. Easier. You guys are teasing me now. Next short time station, go ahead.
AI6XQ, Mike.
That long, short delay in the repeater is making it yummy. Next short time, go ahead.
Let's try again. This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankees.
Kevin, that was crystal clear. Thank you for the pick. Next short time, go ahead.
KF8DEK, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Delta, Echo, Kilo, Kirk.
Copy the call sign perfectly. I think it's Kurt or Kirk, one of the two. We'll catch up with you on that in a minute. Crystal clear. Next short time, go ahead.
I'll try again. Mike, AI6XQ.
AI6Q. I copied that time. Thank you very much. Next short time, go ahead.
This is Q.
I almost copied it. Not sure who it was. One more time. Go ahead.
This is G. KF8EYU.
Gene, I copied it that time. You came in a little bit clearer, more clear, obviously that. Thanks for joining us on the short time. Next short time, go ahead. I can hear you. A little bit of static, but that's okay. I copied it. Next short time, go ahead.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Delta, Eric.
Crystal clear as always, Eric. Thanks for joining us. Next short time, go ahead. Excellent. Okay. Up at the top, we're going to start at the top of the short time list here and get moving. I believe the first was Dave, K8WPE, crystal clear. Go ahead with your transmission, please.
Well, good evening, John and the group, W8TCM. This is K8WPD, and had a long day, and my wife and I went on a up-and-down hill hike locally, and I'm kind of tired, so I'm going to go to bed early tonight. Looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night at Project Night and learning about Glenn's new repeaters. We're going to have some fun, so you all come. And if you can't make it Tuesday night, make it to Breakfast with Hams at the JNS at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. 7-3 all, W8TCM, K8WP.
Well, thank you, Dave. I'm actually going to attempt to make it to the club meeting tomorrow. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll talk about that later. But, yeah, I'll look you up. Maybe we can ride together to the club meeting tomorrow night. Kevin, I think you're next. I copied you crystal clear as well. KF8AGY, go ahead.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking the net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY. A little bit of a time crunch going on right now, which is why I'm on short time today. Got two major things going on. I've got the next article of the Ham Shack that's probably going to be published on Wednesday, and I'm in crunch time on that. And then we've also got the filter that Glenn talked about at, on the 8 o'clock T-barge net that is destined to eliminate all the interference around our repeater frequencies. At this point, I have a design that's run through the simulation. I've got ideal values of inductors and capacitors. Ideal values of capacitors means I now have to go shop what's available and come up with combinations that match those optimized values, and if I can only get close, then I'll have to feed those values back into the simulation to come out with the inductor values that are optimal. So a lot of stuff going on right now. I probably won't be at Breakfast tomorrow, and I probably won't be at Project Night tomorrow night, but there's all kinds of good stuff happening. So that's all I've got, John. WATCM, this is KF8AGY. Back to you.
Thank you, Kevin. As always, your articles are fun to read, and it's too bad we'll miss you tomorrow night. And I appreciate all you do. The net control is the least I could do. You guys are way more interesting than I am as far as the rest of the club activities. Anyways, thanks for all you do. Appreciate you, as always. Tom, I believe. I'm not going to screw this up like I did last time a month ago. WB8WIV. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Roger. John, thanks for taking the net tonight. WB8WIV. Oh, I've had a busy week so far. I've worked today, I'm working tomorrow, and I'm working Wednesday. I will not be up at Breakfast Tuesday. I think I worked last Tuesday, too. Yes, I did. But anyway, I had a good time at the Muskegon Ham Fest. I guess some of the guys that talked to on C4FM in the morning. And got to see, you know, other people that I haven't seen for a while. It was a good Ham Fest. All the tables were taken except one, and I probably somebody had bought it and not showing up. So I would guess it was a sellout and a pretty good crowd. So anyhow, that's where I've got what I have to report tonight. I know Peters has been good. It's been open to trans-equatorial ships to Central South America, and it's also been open out west, like to British Columbia and stuff like that. So anyway, everybody have a good evening. I'll be in here next Monday night if everything works right. 7-3 all the way around. Thanks again. John, back to you. WB8WYV Claire. Good evening.
Well, thank you, Tom, for that transmission. I was also invited to that TAM swap down there. I think it was a Skagen. Able to go, forget why, work. I think it was, no, yeah, I had to work Saturday. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I need to start going to those swaps when I'm invited. Otherwise, you guys will stop calling me. I've had that happen back in the day. Sorry about that. Mike, AI6XQ, are you still there?
Yes, I am, and thanks for taking the net. It's been kind of a busy week for me. Was back in California doing a three forest fire lookout tower shifts. I'm active in the auxiliary communication service out there in San Diego. So we did our quarterly exercise, and glad to be back here, and looking forward to enjoying the fall colors. That's it for me. Link AI6XQ.
Short and sweet. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. For fall colors, I'm going to definitely get out there and see those with the family. Thanks for reminding me. I keep forgetting to go up there, and Frankfurt's my favorite spot up in that area. Let's see, what are we at? KF8DEK? Am I correct? Is that Kurtz or Kirk?
This is KF8DEK, and yes, it's Kirk, K-U-R-T. Thanks, John, for hosting the net. And not much going on. Been absent for a bit, just working. And heard the radio over the weekend, or the repeater, and I'm just kind of curious. It was a little clear, so I thought I'd jump on the net tonight, and now I know why it's nice and clear. Nice new upgrades. Thank you, everyone, that took care of the upgrades. And that's all I have. Return it back to net control.
Well, thank you, Kirk. Appreciate, K-U-R-T. Appreciate that transmission. And I'm kind of liking this keyboard. This is working out. I can read my writing. When I fix it, it's permanent. It's awesome. Mike, I believe, AI6. Oh, we already called it AI6XQ. What did I do there? I repeated myself, I think. I think Gene's next, KF8EYU. Welcome, Gene. Maybe we lost Gene. He decided to come back for sure. I'll go ahead and cut in here anytime, really. And I don't know if I missed Mike or not. I don't believe I did. I took some notes on Mike. If I did, Mike, correct me on that. I don't know why I'm thinking twice. I wrote it down twice. Kevin, K-E-8-S-B-W. Go ahead with your transmission. K-E-8-S-B-W.
Thanks, John, and hello, everyone. Yeah, my house is winding down a little bit early tonight, so everyone's getting ready for bed. My son, Thomas, did a sunflower for 4-H this summer for the highest to grow and the largest flower. They changed the rules in the last week or so that we missed it, but we decided to keep growing it anyway, and we just roasted our sunflower seeds this evening, so we're looking forward to eating those. Hope everyone's having a good evening. Back to Nets from KE8SBW.
Yeah, that's really cool, Kevin. Those sunflowers are very pretty to look at. I got to be honest with you, I got to share. My neighbor across the street has a garden, a huge garden, that he shares everything with the neighborhood, and it's fun to watch that thing grow. You guys are working, hard-working farmers there, but appreciate what you do. Eric, KF8MD, KF8DMD. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay, thank you. I was outside when my brother Thomas was doing sunflower, and I lit like a lantern looking thing. But the sunflower seeds do look pretty good. I think Thomas says hello. And back to that KF8BMD.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, for coming back to us. I don't hear you very often, I don't think, on the net. I'm glad to have you here anyway. You got a really clear voice on the radio. Appreciate what you do there. We're at the bottom of the short time list. At this point, we're going to try to do some echo link. Is there any echo link check-ins?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
This is Brad, November 8th. Eight Kilo, Echo 8, Kilo, Bravo.
We had a double there, but I got them both. I'm surprised by that, actually. Brad and Tony, I got both of you on the Echo Link. Anybody else for Echo Link? Go ahead.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Papa Charlie, All-Star.
Okay, now you're playing head games with me. I got a double there again, but I didn't catch it at all.
All I heard was recheck, and then there's another one after that.
That control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, Mike, and Royal Oak.
Royal Oak. For some reason, I missed the call sign. I got W8. One more time, please.
This is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, Mike, and Royal Oak.
Crystal clear that time, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Echo Link. Next, I missed another one in there after the Royal Oak. Go ahead with that one. I was hoping I didn't miss that guy, but one more time. Anybody else for Echo Link? Go ahead. Yeah, I was told a delay on the Echo Link. I'm hoping I'm delaying enough for you guys on that, but we're missing somebody that's trying to come in there. Please come back to us. I'm going to start at the top of the Echo Link just to keep moving, and then I'll give you a chance at the end there to hopefully come back to us there. For some reason, not coming through. Kevin, KD9WWU, you're downstate, I'm thinking. No, south.
You are correct, John. We are definitely south. We're in our southern QTH here in northwest Indiana. We got back here in town Sunday. Yeah, Sunday we got back in town and about 1 o'clock. And I wish I was still up north, but besides the point. But it's good to hear everybody on the net tonight, and we have a huge short-timer list. So shouldn't too many people on the general check-in. But anyway, thanks for taking the net tonight, John. Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Standing by.
Yeah, you're missed. This weather up here in the north has been nice today. Holy smokes. Hopefully it's nice again tomorrow because I got a few days of... Brad, N8JXQ, you're next on the Echo Link. Are you still there, hopefully?
Yeah, John and Manette, this is Brad, NHJXQ. Tonight, calling you from Chelsea, Michigan, a little town down near Ann Arbor. I'm going to be on travel for the next few days, but I do have a couple quick announcements. Many of you already know that I run Scouts, and this coming weekend is Jamboree on the Air. So you may be hearing Scouts on this repeater we're talking on right now. But you also may be hearing some other scouts calling in from foreign countries to talk to our scouts. So it's a great opportunity to introduce amateur radio to young people. So I just want to let everybody know, if you hear some strange things happening on the repeater, it's us. I'll be meeting with some of our local hams tonight after this net. Please stay on frequency. We're going to have one more last organizational meeting for Jamboree on the Air. And anybody interested in volunteering hasn't already talked to me, drop by that meeting and we'll get you involved. And one last thing, I am traveling this week. I'll be back in town late Thursday night. So during that time, I am traveling under radio silence. If anybody needs to contact me, please contact me by phone and text. I will have my phone with me. So that's all I have, John. Back to you. This is N8JXQ.
Well, thanks, Brad. I was just going to ask you to remind me when exactly that Jamboree was, but I'll listen in at the end of the net. Hopefully we can talk some more then. I definitely will listen in on that. It's got to be fun. KEASBZ, Tony, you're echoing because you're a long, long ways away.
Good evening, John. Thanks for taking the net tonight. No, I'm closer now than I have been the last week. I've been out of town, not far, but just far enough to the program of getting things done for this week and getting some antenna work done. I'm a little bit lame from doing, I'm not sure whether it was trying to put up antennas or working in the yard or lifting something too heavy last week. Still recovering from that. I'm sure it wasn't putting an antenna up. That couldn't be. At any rate, I'm looking forward to the Jamboree coming up this weekend. I'm going to plan on being at breakfast tomorrow morning. Actually, I'm getting a little bit hungry for it right now. Echo feels a little bit strange to be on, and I know, John, you're feeling a little bit strange to be operating the way that you are with one hand. You're doing an excellent job. I'm going to pass it back to Net and say 73 to everybody. This is KDSBZ.
Thank you, Tony. The Echo Link is crystal clear. Appreciate you sharing your transmission there. And, yeah, I won't be around this weekend for Jamboree, so if I don't show up, that's, I'll be down in Ann Arbor. So I apologize. There I go again, leaving town. I'm going to lose all my friends if I keep doing that. Mike, I think I copied WAVPC from Royal Oak. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm coming to you via All-Star, hopefully not clipping or anything like that. So, Jamboree on the air. I thought it was last Saturday. Oh, well. I would really like to get involved in it, but that means driving all the way back up north again. And I just got back down from up north last Saturday. Last week, I was battling a kidney stone and sitting in the hospital. Same with the week before. But my good old police interceptor, MSP Blue police interceptor, blew a turbo, and it's out of commission. Sitting in East Jordan. So actually, it was on blocks sitting in East Jordan. So got to figure out what to do with that. Anyways, Jamboree on the air. Last time I participated was at Camp Kellogg, is it, near Kalkaska with the Cherryland Club. I had a blast. Unfortunately, I tried to get some of the scouts that were really excited about it during the day to come back after dinner, and nobody came back. So I packed up and came home. So I'd really love to participate, but I don't think I can make it up there this time. Other than that, don't have much else to say. Back to Net, W8VPC, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa Charlie.
Mike, I'm glad that I copied your call sign finally correctly, and you came back to us because your transmission is crystal clear on the All-Star. I just got the no echo link and got that working, and I understand how that works now, but the All-Star, I'm not sure what that is. Kind of embarrassed to say that, but I'm going to go look and see what that is and learn something in here, hopefully, with the All-Star. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, we're at the bottom of the echo link. We're going to keep moving. There's one more echo link that we missed, I believe. I'm going to keep moving, though, so if that's the case, please come back. I'll give you a chance at the end of the net here after the general. Or you can check in during the general. Just let us know who you are. I wouldn't mind hearing from you. With that said, first general check-in, please call now.
Zero, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Echo, Daniel.
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Drake, WQK, Pete.
Drake, and 8 DMH.
W8FIK, Tom.
KC8ZAP, Mark.
Excellent. I got every one of you. I don't know how that happened. Back in the old day, I would have missed about four of you. Even Christopher, I got your call sign correct. Let's start with Daniel, KF8DM. Go ahead with your transmission, Daniel.
And Daniel, KF8DME. First thing, I just noticed it. You have the radio on, but I noticed it when I tuned into the talk net. And I think that the repeater got a new voice for like announcing what time it is and such. So that is kind of to me from the old voice. Let's see. My cousin Aramis, he came up from Florida on Thursday morning, and he left on Sunday morning. So he has a fun there. He used to live in Michigan, but he moved to Florida a few years ago. He comes up once in a while. That's really Oh, yeah, no, you didn't have Taekwondo today. No Taekwondo today. I think it's a holiday. I forgot the name. And, that's really it. That's Mexico. If you still talk to 8 Delta Mike Echo, Daniel.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Just for the record, you speak very clear on the radio. You give me confidence to keep trying hard, so I appreciate that. Every time I hear from you, I hear about you, or I remember this time when you told me that you rode dirt bikes on the ice. I'm not sure if that was a frozen lake or what. But anyways, that was pretty cool. And then, yeah, the repeater does have a different voice. I'm not sure what that's all about. Other people are more qualified in that part of it, but there is definitely something different there going on. Christopher, I'm going to... hoping not screw up your call sign like last time. KF8DMK. Christopher, go ahead.
Good evening. Yeah, this is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. It's been more of the same, just doing more roof jobs and get things ready on the farm for fall. One thing I was doing this week related to radios is I got our homeschool group set up with radios for when they all get together for class. So they can communicate with all different classrooms. So that was my radio project for the week. So, yeah, nothing else new. Good to hear from you all tonight. Back to you, Net Control.
Thanks, Christopher. Your transmission is clear. Your roof work that you do is interesting to me. I got a roof I need. Maybe we should talk at the club meeting. I'll see you there maybe tomorrow night. I might bring it up. We might talk business. I don't know. Pete,
you're
still there,
K-A-W-Q-K.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here, John. Thank you. And good evening. You must be doing a good job. Yeah, the net's lasting longer than it usually does. You got people lined up, so yeah, good for you. Nothing to add here. Beautiful day. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and looking forward to seeing folks at breakfast in the morning. K-A-W-Q-K.
Holy smokes, I just thought of something. I get to go to grab breakfast tomorrow because I don't work. I'm off for 4 days. I might come join you guys up there if I can just invite myself. I'm sure I can. Thanks for the reminder. I'll be there. Drake, I got your call sign right, but I spelled your name wrong. I'll fix it right now. Delta 8, Delta Mike H. What's the phonetics for H? Hotel.
Yeah, thanks, John. My name is Neil H. Coming from the living room, which is different, I guess. I think it was KDME. I forgot your name. I'm terrible at names. That new voice is because of a new controller. We have a SCOM 7330 controller, and it's got a different voice, and we can add a whole bunch of different stuff to it if we want to. So it's going to sound different. Don't have a whole lot else to report. Watching a show here and eating some food. So, John, you're killing it. You're doing a great job, man. Catch you guys later. Any DMH.
Thanks for the pep talk. I don't feel like I'm killing it. I'm nervous constantly. I'm not sure why. I gotta shake it off, man. Thanks for the on the repeater, all the work that you do, and others as well. We're lucky to have this thing. Remind me to pay my net. Or my dues. I'm not sure when it's due, actually. I'll have to look that up. Hey, Tom, you still there? W8FIK. Love talking to you as well. Perfectly clear transmission. Go ahead.
Well, hello, John. First of all, sorry if I stood you up Sunday morning. I woke up feeling awful and went back to bed, and then I forgot everything I was supposed to do that day. Hope you guys got to walk around the lake. Other than that, not a whole much. On here, so I check in, say hello, and you are doing an awesome job with the net. You really are. You sound good, and you're organized, and remember, it's nothing to stress about, so, and, yeah, I like the sounds of the new repeater. There's a lot of fun things coming out of there. So back to you, and maybe I'll come for breakfast tomorrow. See ya, W8FIK.
Tom, I just texted a friend of mine. Hopefully they come as well. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to shoot for that breakfast tomorrow. So I don't get to go usually. So I'm going to be there for sure. I hope I see you there. And no, you didn't stand me up. I was with my daughter, and we went on a hot chocolate date. So that's what we called. It's all good. We called out for you, but it's hard to get through on the radio sometimes. It's all good, man. Hopefully see you tomorrow. Mark, KC8ZAP, are you still with us?
Why, yes, I am. This is Mark, KC8ZAP. John, thank you for taking the net. You're doing an awesome job and that sort of a thing, especially under the handicap that you're working in, and hopefully you'll be in full readiness, you know, soon, and that sort of a thing. In interest of brevity, I'll just simply report that anything that I had that had a gasoline motor and oil in it is now winterized and put away, and except for the snowblower, which is now ready to go. So, with that, this is KCACAP, back to net control.
Winterizing small equipment. I wanted to do yet, because I appreciate the reminder on that. Thank you. I think we're at the bottom of the list here. And, yeah, I think we are. This is WTCM. I will listen for any additional check-ins. If we missed that echo link, I'm still thinking about that one. Any others that may have missed? If you have not yet checked in to this modern unit social net and wish to do so, please call now.
Hi, John. This is Amity. K-E-8-Z-O-Y. You're doing a great job. Thanks for taking the net tonight. And great job you and Joe working on the repeater. Thanks for doing it.
Well, thanks, Amity. I appreciate the, wow, you guys are nice. I feel like I'm spitting in the mic. I don't know. Anyways, I appreciate the, if anybody's got any critical or something you can teach me, like, let me know, please. I'm very, very humble in that area. Anybody else? In the general check-in, or anybody else in the echo line?
Scott, WX1J.
Hey, John, I think you bumped a button on your radio that caused it to send a tone, and we didn't hear your voice.
Hopefully my radio's not breaking right now for this thing. Scott, you still with me? I heard you. WX1J, go ahead with your transmission.
Yeah, hi, John. Yeah, I heard. I got on there, but what came back to us was just an 800 hertz tone, a continuous tone, so didn't know if you were sending me CW or not. Anyway, good evening, and great job on the net tonight. You're doing a super job. With me, you're now at 19, which is an all-time high, I believe, for at least for the year of 2025, so nice work. And with that, I don't have anything more other than see everybody at breakfast tomorrow morning, and we're standing by right after this net for a jamboree conversation, so I'll be up for that as well. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, John, and congratulations, and another nice job, especially with no hands. okay, WATCM, this is WX1J, good evening.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. I'll see you tomorrow at breakfast. I'm looking forward to it. I almost forgot about that. So, excellent. I think we're going to end it because the Jamboree wants to start this thing, right? So if there's any other check-ins before we close the mesh net, or does anybody have any questions or comments, give a quick note. Go ahead. Not hearing any questions, comments, or check-ins, I'm going to get out of the way here and let the open up this radio for other use. The announcements I started because people were saying them anyways. Breakfast tomorrow at 9 at JNS, and then tomorrow night we got the club meeting, project night. We're looking forward to that. Hopefully I'm not screwing up the announcements too bad there. That's all I got. I'm not hearing any questions, comments. This will end the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday at 8 p.m. on this frequency, 146.86. My name is John, K8VNA, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign WATCM. I will now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for participating. I hope you are having a good evening, and WATCM is clear.
Good evening, everybody. This is Brad, November 8, Juliet X-Ray, Quebec, and this is the meeting I had promised earlier for the Jamboree on the Air. I would like to just get a quick roll call who's present, and would everybody be mindful of looking at EchoLink tonight, so there's going to be a little bit of a lag. So if you can call back with your call sign and name right now, that'd be great.
WX1J, Scott.
K-E-8-Z-O-Y, Amity.
Brad, this is Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z, and coming to you on EchoLink.
K-E-8-Z-O-Y, Amity.
Okay, I've got Scott, Tony, and Amity. Do we have anybody else? Okay, guys, I just have some announcements I'd like to make first. So if you down through the announcements, we can come back and have a little discussion about what's happening on Saturday. I'd like to let you know that I was contacted by a scout leader, an adult scout leader, earlier this week, and he has some scouts who are going on a school trip to Thailand and asked us to put something together for Thailand. And the only way I know to reliably do that is through EchoLink. And so the plan is not working right now because we're trying to make contact with some scouting groups in Thailand who will talk to us via EchoLink. I've done some research. There are repeaters in Thailand that use EchoLink, so it's entirely possible that we could call into them on Friday night. And so like 10 p.m. works out to be like 9 a.m. Saturday morning in Thailand. So we're going to try that. But like I say, we haven't heard anything back from our contacts in Thailand, and we're not optimistic. In fact, one contact didn't know what Jamboree on the Air was. So I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. I don't need any help with that project on the Friday night. So if it happens, I will drive out to camp on Friday night. We'll make the connection using somebody's cell phone. And, of course, EchoLink will talk to the scouts over in Thailand. But I'm not optimistic right now that's going to be happening. So the main event will be Saturday. Oh, let me take a break right now. Hold on. And I am back. The main event will be happening on Saturday. I'm asking that everybody would be out to the camp by 8 a.m. on Saturday so we can get set up. And the camp address, if you have your pen and pencil handy, I can give it again if we need to, but the camp address is 625 Adams Road, Northeast Kalkaska. Again, the address is 625 Adams Road, Northeast Kalkaska. As I remember, it's only like probably 4 or 5 miles north of Kalkaska, so it's not really that far. I'm asking everybody to be there by 8. We will need to have the stations operational for the youth to start working at 10 a.m. And I said earlier that we could probably break off at 5. I've been since contacted by the leadership out there, the camp director, and she would like for us to stay to 5. If you need to leave early, please plan on leaving early. We can still keep a station or two operational. I suspect that they will be wrapping things up about 3 o'clock because that's what they did last year. They didn't open until 5, but there was no use coming by after 3 o'clock for some reason. So when you get to camp on Saturday morning, I may be directing you, I will be directing you to meet with the camp office, the camp director. They would like to have all visitors sign in because they need to keep records for youth protection reasons. Let me take one more break. And I'm back. Speaking of youth protection, I just wanted to have a quick chat with everybody. The Boy Scouts of America, I'm calling it that because they changed the name. The name is now Scouts America, has some very specific rules about youth safety, and I think we all know what that's about and why we have those rules in place. So one of the rules is, I would just like to remind all the volunteers from the amateur radio community that need to be coming out, is we have this idea of what we call too deep leadership. And so at no time can one of our adults be in contact with only one youth. So if you feel the need to talk with a youth off in the woods, you're just wrong. You need to be doing that in this plain sight of everybody else in the area. It's always best to have another adult in the vicinity when you're talking to a youth. And in any case, you can, if you have multiple youth all in the same location and you're the only adult, you're probably okay there also. If I see something that doesn't look correct, I may be calling you out and say, why don't you guys stand over here and talk, but I don't anticipate having any big problems with that. We've done this now for a couple of events and haven't really had any problems. So, that's my general announcements. I just wanted to check in with everybody to see if you're still coming and what equipment, you know, confirm what equipment you may be bringing. I think the last time we talked, we didn't think of talking about generators or power. I will be bringing my Jackery solar generator, which will be enough to keep the 2-meter station running for the day. I think we may need another generator out there to power the other 2 HF stations. So that's what's going on there. I am going to turn this back over to Scott for his comments. And Scott, let's give it a moment for your call back so the transmitter can cool off. This is N8JXQ. Bring it back to Scott, WX1J next.
Okay, Brad, thanks very much. This is Scott, WX1J, and my comments are pretty straightforward and simple, following the email that I sent to you earlier in the week. I'm planning on being there with a 1 HF station, 2 antennas, an NVIS antenna for 40 meters, and a vertical for 20. I have received from Kevin 2 bandpass filters, one for 40, one for 20, and that should keep those two separated. I think that's my history with the Jamboree, is that those two bands will be the ones that give us the most activity. In case 10 meters is open, we'll have the ability with my station to be able to do to go up and scout around on 10 meters as well. But I think we stick to 20 and 40, we'll be in good shape. That's where that is. The second is, I got your note on the Space Week, and I also received some information today. The Jamboree will also be, the International Space Station will also be broadcasting a slow scan television image for Jamboree, and they'll be doing that during their passes. The 4 passes that'll happen on the 18th is pretty bleak. The best one is at 1 a.m. in the morning, so that's not going to be very helpful. There is one that we'll have to hit to see if we can connect with, either talking to them or downloading the slow scan image, and that is at 1:12 in the afternoon. Should be clearly visible. And besides that, then you also have my other satellites. We'll try to get satellites as well. So I'll have a satellite station there, and I'll have an HF station there. With 2 flavors of antennas for HF, and I'll have 2 satellite antennas. Pretty much it. I'll be there at 8 o'clock, and I'll kind of stay through 5. With that, I'll turn it back over to you. I'll just turn it straight to Amity. Amity will let you jump in on this, and then Amity, you can send it over to Tony. So KE8ZOY, go ahead and take it out. And you can pass it over to Tony, WX1J. Go ahead, Amity.
Hi, this is Amity, KEHZOY. I was just coming to learn and help out. I don't have any radios or antennas to bring. I'm still amateur that I places I go, I just go to learn and help to do whatever I can. So passing it over to Tony, KEHZOY.
Okay, thanks, Amity. This is Tony, KE8SBZ. And I'm not sure what radio equipment that Brad wants me to bring out. I can bring just about anything. One thing I was planning on doing that I thought would be useful was to bring a couple of folding tables. I think they're 2 feet by 4 feet, and I can bring three of them if you think you need three of them, and then I have any other equipment that let me know what you need. I'll pass it back to Brad. This is KE8SB.
Thanks, Tony. Hey, I really like those little tables you got. They're a great size. They're not too big. They're not too small. One station is just the right size for one station. One table is just the right size for one station. So, bring those tables, please. Tony, you were also talking about bringing your 2-meter antennas. I think you said you had two. I think you said something about a folding 2-meter antenna and a J-pole antenna. So I'm planning on bringing out my 2-meter mobile transceiver just to work the 8-6 repeater. But we believe we need to have an external antenna of some significance to be able to reach the 8-6 repeater for out there in Kalkaska. So please bring that. Let me go back to the question of generators. Have we got another generator on hand? Let me just open it up to whoever can, if they have a generator. This is NAJXQ.
Okay, this is Tony. I do have a generator I can bring out.
Thanks, Tony. That's great news. The director, maybe you saw her email. The camp director also suggested that for chairs, we just bring some of our own camp chairs. And in addition, I've got some ugly blue tarps that I can bring out that we can string up for rain protection. I haven't looked at the forecast lately. I looked at it a few days ago, and I was suggesting there might be some possibility of rain on Saturday. And, of course, we'll never know for sure until we get out there. So, at any rate, the last thing I wanted to remind everybody is, like I said earlier, I am on travel this week. I'm not going to be able to read your email, so the only way you can get a hold of me is by my telephone or by text. So just be aware that's going on if you need to get a hold of me. So that's everything on the agenda I wanted to talk about tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Saturday morning. It's going to be a great time, and it always is when we get out with the scouts. So let me just give anybody else an opportunity to speak up if you have something else you'd like to talk about. Going back to the group, this is NHJSQ.
WX1J.
Okay, this is Tony. I have a pretty good-sized canopy. I don't know if you want to operate all of these radios in a close vicinity. If you do, I've got a 12 by 12 canopy that I could bring out. I'll probably need a little help setting it up and taking it down because of my back right now. But outside of that, I can bring it if you'd like. Back to you.
NACM.
Yeah, Tony, this is Brad, NAJX. I think that's a great idea. Please bring that out, and don't worry about hurting your back setting that thing up. We can get some young, able scouts to help you put that thing up. I wouldn't worry about that at all. I think I heard somebody, NAZN, come in just a minute ago, so if you would, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Brad. It's Joe, NACM. I'm not sure if you got my note or not. I texted you the other night, but just got the diagnosis today that I am going to need surgery on my arm, and it's probably going to happen before this weekend, so I don't think you better count on me. I don't think I'm going to be able to be there.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe, and good luck with the surgery. I did read that email message from you, and so I was kind of reading the tea leaves, and I thought that you might not be making it. The good news is that K8DOI just signed up, and so he can fill in you in on, he can fill in for you out at the camp on Saturday. I just happened to think of a thing that's worth announcing, and maybe you heard it already, but when we were out last year, the Scouts provided us with lunch. They will be providing us lunch on Saturday as well this year. Scott, WX1J, did you call in?
Yes, you did. Yeah, I just had two other things. One is my plan is to operate my HF radio on a, well, actually both that and the satellite radio will be operated on batteries. We may want to charge the batteries at the end of the day, but I think I can make it through most of the day without by just doing batteries. But if we have generators there, that's even better. Second thing is there was a question on whether or not we can drive into the site. I remember last year we drove in. I went out, drove out and parked it, and you parked yours behind a tree so that it was out of visibility. Is it possible for Tony and I to drive our stuff in, drop it, and then go hide our cars up behind the trees, or do we need to do anything? Do we operate out of the back of our car, for example?
Yes, I would plan on doing exactly that. Plan on driving your car in there. As I remember last year, they let us in early in the morning, and I asked them specifically about where we could park our cars, and they didn't really care. So I'm sensitive to that because I've been to other scout camps where they're very fussy about people driving cars in the camps because of the possibility of having pedestrian accidents. So let's just be aware of that. Right now, I would just plan on driving your car into the camp and then parking it like behind the trees as I did last year. I don't think that'll be a problem. Okay, guys, is there anything else we need to talk about this evening?
K-E-8-A-L-N.
K-E-8-E-L-N, I think. Good evening. This is Brad. And what do you have?
Were you looking for anything to possibly work frequencies to make sure you can make contacts off-site?
Yeah, we may be doing that. We may be doing that. And if you'd like to join in, I'd just ask that you monitor the 8-6 repeater. If I need somebody to talk with some scouts because everything else is dead, I'll make that plea out on the 8-6 repeater and you can join in at that time.
Roger that. K-E-8-A-L-N out.
Okay. Anything else going on we need to talk about? This is N8JX2.
Okay. I want a confirmation. Last call sign ending in Lima, November. Could you give it to me phonetically? Thank you.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, Lima, November.
Okay, thank you. KE8SBZ. I'm back to net.
Okay, I think we've covered all the bases, and as I said earlier, if anybody needs to contact me, remember to contact me by phone or by text, as I will not be reading email. So again, thank you everybody for coming out to the meeting. Thank you for helping out this weekend. I know the scouts will enjoy it, and it will be appreciative of everything we do. So again, good night, everybody. This is NHXQ. Returning the repeater back to normal use.
KE8SBZ is clear.